have a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for John. Thank you for his ministry. Thank you for him being here. We ask that you would anoint him as he speaks to us today. And I do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. This is 1962, an invoice to Camp Medley. On here, there's 90 lineal feet of 1x3 pine for $2.70. Things change. Recognize anybody? Anyone? I'm in the middle. Yeah. Yep, same shirt. And if you squint, I look exactly the same. Does also in this picture, the fella in black, you may not know or you might know, but his name is Chris Van Buskirk, who is a minister in Moncton. And this is 1982. And he had hair. Yeah. And the other fella, his name is Mark Nearing, and he's actually married to, are you ready? Claude Miller's sister's daughter. So it's amazing how when we picture ourselves in our head now, remember, that's what we see, right? But times have changed. And it's scary. It is. Yeah. At Camp Medley, we're doing a few things. Do you know what? It's been 5 years since I went from here to Camp Medley. And it is, it's like a blink of an eye. And then it feels, sometimes it feels like a long time ago. And, today as I talk about camp and share about camp, I also will share a little bit about us here at St. John's, because it's very important. But at camp, so a couple of things have happened since I started there. And this is not me alone. It's a huge, like there's a lot of volunteers, a lot of people that help make it work. And none of it happen, doesn't happen without people giving of their time and talents. Am I right? With St. John's as well? What a blessing this place is as you give your time and your talents to the people that come, that you meet in this place and through this place. And we did some grass a few years back. So now the only issue is we don't have kids going to the nurse's hut with scraped knees. We have kids going to the nurse's hut with bee stings. But that means that there's bees hanging out in that grass, which is incredible. This is the old dining hall. If you were ever there when the old dining hall was there, we've redone the inside of the old dining hall so that we can try to use it in more than just the summertime, but in shoulder seasons. And if you look at that fireplace, there is a gentleman that is connected to this congregation that installed that. Price Masonry was involved with restoring the chimney. And that's the old dining hall from the outside. We've added a few toys and a few other things. Some go-karts, We've added to the basketball net, amphitheater, and heat pumps just like you guys have, right? Which is incredible. I called Paul one day and said, Paul, I'm getting heat pumps. Who did you get yours from? I want to see it if compare them. And then he told me who he's getting them from, and I said, well, that's who I'm getting. So it was really good. It helps when it's 30 degrees in the summertime and you can walk in a building and it's not 30 degrees. Huge gift to the camp this summer. You know, the summer camp is our whole heart's desire is to grow skills and confidence, building faith-based community, and we want to be able to have fun doing it. Very similar here, right? As people come here and are drawn to this place, as you connect with people, this is what you do, right? Building community, drawing together, supporting one another. We also now, when I started there about 5 years ago, we might have a rental group once in a while, maybe in the spring or in the fall. COVID hit, which changed a few things. It was probably the biggest gift to Camp Medley. I know that you all disagree with that, but for Camp Medley, it was one of the biggest gifts because it gave me the opportunity to do a lot of those things that you've already seen in the pictures. And from that, in 2024, we had 34 user groups outside of our summer camp program using the facility, right? So we've expanded it. So last winter at this time, in January, I had a group at camp, and they were sleeping in the cabins, which aren't heated. And so I had a couple of heaters in there, and yeah, they were cold, but they were teenagers. The frostbite wears off. So we have weddings that happen there. We have retreats that take place. And then we have rental groups. And I want to talk about this rental group in particular. It's a rental group there's about 200 of them that were there on this weekend. They live in the 16th century. They work in the 21st century, but they live in the 16th century. And at this event, they were dressed in full armor and had 4-foot-long sticks, and they would beat each other because they were battling to see who would be crowned king. And from a distance watching it happen, it was mind-boggling to see these guys beating each other. And they did it with grace and honor. One of the guys that was in it is like, he makes me look like I'm a child. Like I stand beside him and three of me wouldn't be the size of this man, and it's his favorite thing to do in the world as he beats on people. But anyways, why I'm talking about this slide is because you know what it's like when at Camp Medley, there's these groups coming in. And so a couple of years ago when I was walking through the field by myself thinking about, what am I exposing the camp to with these groups coming in that I really may not know them, as I try to get to know them, but I may not know them. And I kept, like, I would think, what am I exposing them to? Kind of like St. John's. St. John's, you have people coming in here all the time, right? And you think, what is going on? But as I was taking my step in mid-step, what came to me was, I'm exposing them to Jesus. I'm exposing them to God. And God is bigger and stronger. And so as people come into this place, you're exposing them to Jesus as you love on them and as you care for them. And it doesn't get any better than that. What a gift. And so that's what happened. And so at this weekend, I was standing, you'll find this hard to believe, I was standing on a deck minding my own business, Karen Burgess, and this lady came up and stood beside me, and she just said, there's a real healing presence in this place, which I turned and said, what? And she said, there's a real healing presence in this place. And this is with this group there, you're not allowed to talk about religion. It is something, it's not a part of what this group does. So when I turned to her, I said, do you mind if I share with you what I believe you're experiencing? And she said, sure. And I said, I believe that in this place there's a thin veil between us and God, and you're experiencing the presence of God. And I believe that happens here every day as well. And I think that's a gift that you offer and that you can walk in. And it's a gift that I walk in at Camp Medley every day. And what a blessing that is as we work in ministry together. We have some fun. We have some canoes. We have some water toys. That is not me upside down. My body won't do that. Ever. We have some go-karts. We have some games that we play. This picture shows a real nice picture of the grass, which at one time, if you would have saw this, if you've been at Camp Medley in the 80s and 90s and the 2000s, all you would see was rock, because it's the best gravel in the area, Upper Gagetown. And so with the work that we did with the lawn. And the other is building community, right? Recognize anyone there? There's a little girl here that used to walk around here, run around here. And a couple of years ago, I said to her, I said, Ellie, I said, would you come and work at Camp Medley? She said, and you be my boss? No way. Why are you laughing? So I was like, all right. And so partway through that summer, I had come in to watch Braden play a game of something, and Ellie was there. And so I said, Ellie, I need somebody next week at camp for girls' camp. Would you come and work at camp next week? And she said, do I get paid? I said, yes. She said, okay. So she came, and she was there for a couple of weeks. Then last year, this time of year, I said, Ellie, are you thinking about applying to Camp Medley again? And she said, why wouldn't I be? I'm thinking, well, because you told me before you did. Anyways, it's amazing how we pray our whole lives for God to grip our children and the people that we are encountered with. And we trust in that. And it's a continuum of prayer, right? As we pray for our loved ones. Here's some of the staff. And this is why we do what we do, right? For community, us being a community together here, these guys being a community there, and our focus is on Jesus. And it's a pretty special thing that we can all be a part of. Now we have a pool. And you can see at this pool, it's a big pool, about a 200,000-gallon pool. The deep end probably is about 75, about a third of the size of the pool. And years ago, when I was that younger self, there was a gentleman that would be looked after the property, and he was related to Bill McMullen. It was Bill McMullen's uncle, Neil McMullen. And so when the pool would get to where the shallow end hit the deep end, for some strange reasons, the pump would stop working, and he would smile, and he would bring a bucket and a rope and hand it to me and a couple of friends of mine, and we would have to, by rope and bucket, pump up the deep end because the pump lost its prime, and he had a smile on his face. And it takes us 4 hours now. It took us 24 hours then. And anyways, this is the Upper Gagetown Fire Department. People that we met, the chief of the Upper Gagetown Fire Department, we played softball with them back in the 80s at Camp Medley, and now they come and they pump out the pool for us. The Upper Gagetown community is very supportive of what happens at Camp Medley, and they are a blessing for Camp Medley. And it cleans up pretty good with a new coat of paint every year, because it's paint that's holds the pool together. About 6 years ago, if you look around the edge of the pool, about 6 years ago when I went there, there was this grass, and it was growing around the pool to where you couldn't, like, anyway, so the week I was chaplain, I was on my hands and knees digging out the grass all the way around this pool. That's when I realized that when I stuck my screwdriver in and could go towards the pool wall where the water was, I was going to within 2 inches of the pool, which would have been at least an 8-inch wall, has deteriorated. And so when I say it's held together by paint, it's true. So we're here looking at replacing the pool and the storage building are two pieces at Camp Medley that we're working on. And as Bruce had mentioned, started in 1945. And the whole idea at the end of the war was to get kids out of the city up into a place where they could be kids again, have some fun. And the key ingredient was give them milk. That's a picture of the chapel you can see. And that white building next to it, a few years back, I didn't even go looking, but there's a picture of this congregation replacing that roof when we had gone out there for a weekend together. Some of you would remember that adventure. And here's the pool. You can see the shape of the pool prior to us doing some repairs on it. And our storage facility now, because I'm using all the buildings all year round, I don't close any of the buildings. I don't have places to put canoes and go-karts and all the things that we need to store for the winter. And also, with the property, with as many buildings and things that it has, we don't have a place to work from in order to properly give maintenance to this camp. And so that's why we're looking at a storage facility. About 5 years ago, I brought a group of people, actually it was probably 4 years ago, brought a group of people together and we brainstormed about pool. So, and what came from that group was more than a pool, a destination. And what I mean by that is Yogi Bear Campground. Anyone go? Who in the right mind travels and goes and camps beside a highway? Right? Well, it's because they made it a destination. They made it a place where you want to take your children to that you want to go to, right? And so, we could put a hole in the ground and make a pool, or we can create a space that people want to come to that meets greater needs. And so that's from this group. That's how we moved forward. And keeping in mind mobility issues, age, people of all sizes, shapes. And so this is what we've worked towards. A beach entry pool with a learner side, which is a little shallower, and the deep end where you can, that's designed so that if a swim team comes out and they want to train, they'd be able to train because it would be properly built to what you would need for swimming. And then the same is creating the proper depth so that if a synchro group wanted to come out and train, they could come out and train. Because could you imagine if we build a pool 8 feet deep, and if we had to build it 9 feet deep, it would have met a whole user group that we would never have the opportunity to connect with. And so those were the things we were trying to keep in mind as we were preparing for this. Here's where it will sit on the property. Our pool now is on the far end with that funky looking shape. And then the pool that we're looking at is right here. And the whole purpose is 30 years ago, when those people in the fire department were kids and were coming to the pool, they came every day at 4:30 and swam every day, for about a half hour, then they would be able to go home. And that's when we got to meet them and got to know them, because as they walked through the field, they would say, "Hi, John," and you would say, "Hi, Matt." And Matt was a little fellow, another foot taller. He'd be round. He was this little guy. And he could talk like no other, but you got to know these people like they become great friends, and so we're looking at relocating the pool, and part of that purpose is so the community can come and use the pool, and then are able to go, and the camp can go and use the pool, and paths don't cross because with codes and things now we can't have people that we may or may not know walking through the middle of a camp of 100 children. At one time it wasn't thought about as being a thing. It is a thing now, and things that we have to prepare for. So that's a big piece. This is we took this to a company and they did a render, and so this is what the pool could look like. It's designed to have individual changing rooms, so that it eliminates having a boys' room and a girls' room. It has individual workings. And then this is the maintenance building that we're looking at. It's basically 50 by 100 laid out. So like the rooms 1 to 5 would be like, and there's a couple of people in this room that have them. Does anyone move out of their house and into an apartment and they purchased a storage unit or rent a storage unit? So you go to that door, you open up the garage, and all your life is in that garage. It happens. And so the mindset behind it is when we go to these different garage doors, it will have could have all our bike stuff in one. It could have our go-kart things in another. It could have water toys in another. It could have all of our program equipment in another, so that we have a safe place to store it and use it. And so that's sort of the design behind that, along with some workspace areas and some storage space for the diocese as well. The prices were, about a year ago, is $2,450,000 for the pool, and the maintenance garage is at about $350,000, in that range, give or take. More like give, because things don't ever go down in price. No longer is 1x3 pine the same price as it was. If we were in a beautiful world and everything worked as smoothly as we could possossibly have it, we could be looking at June 2026 going into it. There's a lot of stuff that happened before then in order to make that happen. But we set this so that it gives us a focal point, gives us the ability to meet some of our targets that we're working towards. And so when I came here every day for about 20 years, and it was amazing. Every day was a gift. And I've now been 5 years at Camp Medley, and every day is a gift. And it's a gift because of our readings today. John the Baptist came, and he baptized with water. But then Jesus came and brought a whole new element in. Right, and that element is, so last week we were doing communion last week, and I heard these words when we were going through communion, as the communion was being handed out. Jesus died for you. Remember, Jesus died for you. And I've listened to those words all week in my head, and then I was reading these passages this week, and then I got thinking, yes, he has, and he is alive for us. Right, he has brought the greatest gift to us. Amuse me with this. Are you ready? Happy birthday to you. His richest blessings are the Holy Spirit working in and through you. And what a gift that is as you work and minister in this place. Exciting. You're in God's hands. I'm in God's hands. And as we walk together in ministry, it's a gift. Let's pray. Oh, before we pray, I have one other, there's one other thing that, because the reality is I haven't been here, I'm here a little bit, but quite often I'm not around. COVID hit, and it did something to us, right? So that sometimes when I come back, it's like, I haven't seen, and then in the back of my mind is, has that person passed away and we missed it during COVID? Like, those things go through my mind. I don't know about you. But then, and you mean I can't help but think, over the last 25 years of the people that have blessed us and then are not with us any longer. And then I was reading in Facebook the other day of this person in our parish that posts about, yeah, people have passed, so I'm making new friends, and younger friends are some of them. And what a gift that was. When I read that, I was like, I needed to hear that. And so that was a real blessing to hear, because sometimes we can get stuck in our thoughts and in our ways. Amazing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this place. I thank you for these people and how you move in and through them and how you are at work. Lord, I thank you for the new adventure that they're on as they're seeking a new person to lead them as they continue to minister. Bless their time together. Lord, I thank you for Camp Medley. I thank you for the lives that it has touched over the years. And Lord, in all that we do, we seek to bring praise, honor, and glory to you in and through our lives. And we thank you, Jesus. Amen.
So part of our Christmas time here was an Advent project. We were asking people to give towards this pool. So it's my pleasure today to present John with a check for $2,810 towards the pool.
And because I like to pray, we'll pray. Father, thank you very much for the generosity of this church, this parish. And I do pray for this coming year, for all that has to fall into place for that to happen. And I pray that you would bless John in his ministry there. And I also ask that you would, in your own way, move the mountains that need to be moved in faith for this project to take place. And I do pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks, John, for your vision and for your ministry.